May I say good evening and a warm welcome to a very warm hall this evening. I'm feeling the heat up here, but I know coming along the Lord will bless you. Now I'm going to just read a couple of verses in the Bible, and they're found in Proverbs. And the first one is found in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12. 14 and verse 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We'll read that one once again. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now, when I was looking at this, I was surprised that a couple of chapters further on in chapter 16 and verse 25, I think it is. 16 and verse 25. And I just wonder if you know notice the difference. And it says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now, there's no much difference. There's just two words, and one is which, and the other one is that. But you know, it must be important when these two verses are linked just pages away from one another. We know it's appointed unto a man or a woman once to die. And after that, there is a judgment. What I'd like to say on these two verses this evening is that Jesus said that the only way to heaven was through Jesus alone. And at the outset, I can tell you right away that Jesus is the way and the only way to be saved and to make sure and to have that guarantee that you're going to be in heaven one day. There's no other way that is possible. You know, such a statement sometimes can upset people when you speak about Christ and his only way. They get surprised that is the only way. And even sometimes get offended. But it's true, nevertheless, that Jesus is the only way to heaven. You know, sometimes with cars you get a sat nav, you know, and it tells you to put a number in, and it'll get you there. You know, sometimes it does. Other times, it just gets you near, and you say to yourself, it's in the wrong place, and you turn back. But it tells you to go back again. And just up the road, these couple of hundred yards, is where you want to go. But you see, that's not like our Lord. When he says, I am the way. And if you take his son as your saviour, he'll see to that you get to heaven. Now, the word of God teaches us that there's no other way to salvation, to have your sins forgiven, than through Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said in John 14 and verse 6, I think it's, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto me, cometh unto the Father, but by me. I really should turn up the Bible and look, because my memory is not that good. But anyway, that is the words of Jesus, who could say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's not, could I say with reverence, he's not a way or as one of many. The Word of God teaches us that there is no other way to salvation. And once again, regardless of our reputation, our achievements in life, or anything else of ourselves, can never get us to heaven. Good works will never get you there. Although good works is to be admired, it's great to have these good works and be saved at the same time, because we're going to be one day rewarded for our works in the body. And Jesus, once again, is the only way for several reasons, and I've just noted some down here. He was the chosen of God. He was God's only Son. Could we say in the terms of this world, he was the apple of his eye. He was loved and cherished. And we read in John chapter 3 and 16, and this one I should get right. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him or on him shall have eternal or everlasting life. And it also says about our Saviour, he's the only man who has ever conquered death. He said, no man taketh my life from me. I lay it down of myself. He didn't finish there. He said, if I lay it down, I will take it up again. And we know that there's a man in glory, the man Christ Jesus. Because when he had finished the work that his Father gave him to do, he sat down at the right hand of God on high. That brings me to another point. He's the only mediator we have between God and man. As much as I'd like to say, I could save you this evening, or anybody else in this hall who are saved, but that is not true. He's the only one who could take your sins and cleanse them and present you faultless before his Father. He is the only mediator between God and man. He's the only man who's God, and I say this for reverence, the only man the man Christ Jesus, who's been highly exalted. And he's been given a name that's above every name, that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And Jesus could say on many occasions, I am the door. We heard the story about the door with just one handle, and the one handle was on the inside, and there's no way you can get in there unless it's opened. And the Lord says, if you open, I will come in and abide with thee. He could say, I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection. The one I love. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And he says, I am he that came down. It's maybe misquoted from the Bible, but we always seem to say something like, here am I, send me. And when the fullness was come, God sent forth his Son into this world. And he came by the way of Bethlehem's manger, born of a woman, that little babe that we've been celebrating not that long ago. It seems ages ago, but it's not that long ago since the world was celebrating the birth of Christ. And he was cradle in that manger and wrapped in swaddling clothes. None other than the Son of God. And when you think about it, he came down to make a way for us to get to heaven. And I would just like to think about the apostles in the New Testament. Their preaching was focused on the death and resurrection, mainly of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Peter could say, salvation is found in no other. And there's no other name given amongst men whereby we must be saved. No one but Jesus can forgive sins. Not even a minister or a priest or even the Pope. I'm not trying to be dogmatic with religion, because there's many a good Christian comes from these places. And we're not here to judge. And there was one occasion that the Lord said, will you also go away? He was speaking about the people who had left him. But he was speaking directly to his disciples. And Peter could say, where could we go? Thou hast the words of of life. And could I say that there's no other person really I could recommend? He's a wonderful, wonderful, a wonderful friend. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He's one that's promised never to leave you, nor forsake you. He never promised anybody an easy life. And a Christian's life is not easy. It's easy in possibly this country of ours, where we have the freedom to open this book and to tell people about their Lord. But in lands far afield, their lives are in danger for their faith in Jesus Christ. The man, and I keep saying this, the man which is our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who came down and lived this perfect life, sin apart, the one who could not sin, the one who did not sin, the one who in him was no sin. We don't have much about his younger life from up to 12 years. Not very much is told about him. But we do have something which is important. We have his life transversing the scene as a young man, possibly at the age of 30. And he was doing nothing but good to people. He was healing the sick. He was making the blind to see and the lame to walk. And he was getting accused because he healed on a Sunday. And he had to draw a picture for him of a man who had a donkey or something that fell into a hole. And he says, "Would you retrieve your animal?" How much more is it is to say to somebody, "Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace." And you know, he went all the way to the cross. And he went there knowing everything that was going to happen to him. You know, sometimes I think if we knew what was going to happen to us when we went through that door, we wouldn't move out of our seats this evening. There's one thing I know, that if the Lord comes at this minute in time, those people who are not saved will be left here in this hall. Sad. And I just pray this evening that there's nobody here that is unsaved. And if you are unsaved, that you may take Christ as your Saviour. But then, for my going to the cross and suffering all that men could think about, how they plucked the hair from off his face, and they spat upon him, they made long the furrows on his back, and they mocked him. But he had to go that way. He had to go to Calvary. He had to go and finish the work. And we could hear that cry from the cross, "It is finished." Nothing more to do. All has been done. I know some people try and work their way to heaven. If I'm good, I'm sure God will see that and he'll welcome me home. False teaching. There's only one way, and Jesus Christ is the only way to get to heaven. Could I say eternal life is found in no other? Sin is a problem in our life. Somebody say, nothing to do with me. But Adam in the Garden of Eden sinned. And sin has passed upon all men because we are the offsprings of Adam. When you think about it, there's nothing much we can do to please God other than to take him at his word, to believe that he is who he says he is, the Son of God, and believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead. And it says, thou shalt be saved. You know, I'm a terrible chap for finding poems, and I thought this one was quite good. It's a poem by, I take it to be a young lady called Vicky. And it says, so many roads, but there's only one road. And she says here, so many long roads lie before us. Their signs may leave us confused. Most are worn smooth by travellers' feet. Just one seems less often used. A busy one marked world can take to a land whose God is gold, where for riches and fame and great honours, even precious souls are sold. Many dangerous roads lie inviting. They allure us with bright lights and fun, and it seems there is always someone near to urge us to take everyone. But we can take the less one called truth. And for all the treacherous snares to be free, by simply obeying that most loving voice that beckoneth us, come unto me. It tells us there's help for the rough spots and what the end of the road will be. It leads us into God's heavenly home, stretching into eternity. Now, just to finish off, I would just like to say this, that, you know, I know I'm getting old, and it's nearly 75 years since I accepted Christ as my Saviour. I think it's 75 years this August, and my life has changed. You know, I don't want to go into my testimony, but, you know, it's marvellous to look back. Not to see what God's planned for you in the future, because that's nice to see as well, but to look back and to see the hand of God in your life. You know, and the Savior I have could be yours this evening. I know he's been with me a long time. I don't think I've been with him that long. But sometimes we do fail and we do slip. But he's there. And he always seems to be able to pull us back into the way. Because I wasn't brought up in a Christian home. And when I was here, everybody knew me. But remember, I went away to Egypt. You know, and just a young lad. Don't laugh. I was a young lad once upon a time. And you think you're away from everybody you know. Even going holiday and you think that, and then you meet the person next door. But anyway, I remember being in Egypt. And I wouldn't say I strayed, but, you know, I went to things I shouldn't have went to. But one day I found this tent. Imagine finding a tent in the middle of a desert. You know, I know the Arabs sleep in tents, but this was a tent. And it was the Church of Scotland who had a tent. And that was my wandering stopped, because I found God there again. And as I said already, he's a wonderful friend. He's the one who created all of us. He was a friend of sinners, and still is. And I'd just like to ask you tonight, have you made this decision? What way are you going to travel? Are you going to travel on that broad road with all it has to offer? Because I've been there, and I could tell you it has a lot to offer. People say the world has nothing to offer. It does, but it doesn't last. Or are you going to go on that narrow road with Jesus as your Saviour? And make sure that your way to eternal bliss with Jesus. What a wonderful prospects we have. And every day that we wake up, we should thank Him. And I mean thank Him for what we have in our Lord. May the Lord bless these few remarks for his name's sake. Shall we pray? Our Father, once again we thank you for this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to present thy Son as the only Saviour of this world. The only one who could say with the truth, come unto me, all ye that weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest unto your soul. And our Father, this evening we just pray that if anyone in this gathering this evening who are still undecided what road to take, may they take the right path to glory. Take Christ as their Saviour, to know a friend who will never forsake them. Once again, our Father, we just ask that thou wilt part with thy blessing. Take us to your home in safety, in the Saviour's wonderful, wonderful name. Amen.